Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been talking turkey, believe it or not, and we're going to finish
up for about 10 years.
Right.
Thanks, Brian. Love Charlie Brown, Peanuts, Snoopy, all that stuff. I don't know. Do they even show those specials anymore?
Oh, sure. I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV, but they got to be on. I mean, that's an annual classic.
Oh, so you don't watch TV, but oh, sure.
Yeah, CBS normally airs like they did the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, did they?
The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown in October. So they do like a one-night extravaganza kind of thing. They do it for Christmas, too.
Great.
So, yeah, they'll have it.
I want to see it.
I love the kissing booth, man.
Lucy.
And we can make that happen.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Citrus smoked goose breast.
Where in this hell did you get that?
From you ding-dong.
Oh, really?
And quit swearing on the radio.
Yeah.
So this is an old recipe, again, off the Grilling Guys website, thegrillingguys.com. Go to it. Check it out. On the right side, you'll see all of our sponsors, at least currently. And you can click on their icon, and it'll take you right to their website to see their current specials. One of them would be Thermopen. Thermopen.
So you just blew by the citrus smoked goose breast, right?
Is exactly the tool you need if you're doing turkey, goose, any of this stuff. You're going to want to go there. And you can get a remote unit. You can get a handheld. You can get an inexpensive little pop-up, they call them, or something, Pop-Tart.
Right.
when you're doing any of these, you'll want a Thermopen.
Right. We will get the...
Nothing like it.
I know between now and Christmas, we'll do the gift for the griller show.
Yes.
But that's a preempt to that.
Yeah, when I did that spatchcock chicken the other night that I was telling you about,
right.
I got my new MX4 Thermopen out.
Wonderful.
Whipped it out. Popped it in there. I probably pulled that chicken out two or three times before I knew it was time to crank it up and go convection.
Right.
And I was just probing the same, and I was using the same holes I made earlier.
Right.
So I was going in and getting, I could watch, 10-degree rise, this or that. It's so accurate. It took me 8 seconds, 10 seconds.
The
oven was open and shut. So I didn't lose all my heat. No big setback. Citrus smoked goose breast, and you could do this with the turkey breast as well, but this actually is Jop's recipe. No, it's Rob Russell's recipe.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I remember this because I'm not a big goose fan.
Well, you've shot more goose than I have.
Right, but so what you're doing is it's a citrus Dijon-type marinade that you're putting on this with orange juice, some Dijon mustard, just a little sugar in it, some soy, some honey, so you can tell it's sweet, right? You got a sweet citrus.
Right.
And to me, what you're trying to do with goose is make it taste not like goose, because the strong flavors of the orange and the Dijon mustard goose is just a little bit strong. It's got a wild flavor to it, and I just don't really like it.
I think you're prejudiced.
Well, no, I'm not. I just don't like it.
It's an anti-gooser there, Brian.
But if you're going to do it, this is the way to do it, and it is on thegrillingguys.com, right? But you whisk all that stuff together and put it in a smoker.
So
for only about like a half hour. Don't overcook your goose, because your goose will be cooked if you overcook your goose, man. That's no good.
So you want to marinate it in orange juice, olive oil, mustard, sugar, soy, honey, onion for 3 to 6 hours.
Right. Yeah, that's a long time. And you're not chunking it up. You're doing the whole breast half.
Are you?
Yeah, right. It's breast halves. Don't chunk it up.
Why?
It'll dry out even more. You just want to slice it right before you put it on the smoker.
I remember us doing little medallions like that.
Yeah, but right when you put it on the smoker, it's difficult meat. Mm. There's listeners out there that could tell us how to do this.
Yeah.
But better than I can. But
yeah,
anyway.
we should get off the goose.
Right.
Let's talk about Rob Russell.
Rob
Russell is very, very sick.
One of our original board of directors,
our good friend.
And we shout out to Rob. He taught me a ton. You worked with him several years on the road, perfecting your grilling skills. He's just an amazing man. And say a little prayer for Rob, because he's fighting cancer, and
It's
not looking good. So we're just a little note out to Rob and Beth and their family, and best wishes for the Grilling Guys.
Levi and Allie.
Right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hope you got your buck, but if you didn't, you got a few more days to get her done. So we'll talk with you next week.